stop fucking around. You guys all know that they're a bunch of child molesters.
Set me up, bro. You feel me? That nigga is tripping, bro. That nigga be on some other shit, my nigga. Like, straight the fuck up. What are you talking about, my nigga? You raped me as a kid, you bitch ass nigga. You raped me as a kid and you raped all my kids, nigga. And you still trying to motherfucking get away with the shit, nigga. What do you mean? I'm sitting right here, bitch. Every time I see you, I want to slice your neck, motherfucker. You really, really have to understand what the Bible says, bro. The Bible says, it says, honor your mother and your father, for your days are long, nigga. I ain't killed you for that reason, bitch. Don't you ever get on a motherfucking TV show and act like I'm the motherfucking rapist, nigga, when you rape me, bitch. You rape every fucking body. Ho ass nigga, what are you talking about?
Good morning, you deplorables. In the interest of time, I just ended the live stream. Yes, guys, for everybody on Telegram, that was in there. It was a lot of you that was in the Telegram live stream. I immediately started recording this morning's show, but in the interest of time, I'm going to make it short. I got to wake the girls up in a couple minutes, so we're going to do a quick wham bam thank you ma'am, and then we're going to shut it down. Did you know?
Sunlight reduces the size of internal cancerous tumors.
I thought sun causes cancer.
Well,
everybody
actually
says stay out of the sun because it causes cancer.
That's right. They did a study at Baylor University where they took two groups of experimental animals. They gave one the standard American diet, which is terrible. They gave the other one a highly nutritious diet. Then they exposed both groups of animals to the ultraviolet rays of the sun. In the group on the standard American diet, 25% got skin cancer. In the group on the highly nutritious diet, not one animal got skin cancer. It's the way we're eating. Skin cancer is a relatively new phenomenon in the last 60 years or so, and yet our ancestors for hundreds of years have been living outdoors, working outdoors, and they didn't get skin cancer. It's a new phenomenon.
That seems to be exactly the opposite of what they told us about the sun, but come on. If you have a brain... It'll be very easy to see that everything that they fucking told us has been a lie. The Earth is a round ball. We went to the moon. Yeah, okay. This is also another one that struck me off guard. If you were in a live stream, you already saw this shit. But listen to this.
Wake the fuck up.
Y'all gotta peep this shit, bro. This shit's spooky. All right, so y'all remember when they said that, like, this was supposed to be the true story about the indigenous people and shit like that, right? Like, the true nature of, like, how he was before all the shit happened and all that, right? What if I told you, bro, that shit could be the complete opposite of what we all thought, bro? Peep what I just found on TikTok, man.
The Delta all right, y'all. Really interesting is there's a documentary called Revival of Evil, and there was this art teacher, and
if you don't
he gave up on God, he cussed out God and started worshiping Satan, and he said, Satan, I want you to show me what you look like, because I want to paint you, and I want to look at that thing as a visual of who I worship so that it would give me more faith. And he said he shut out all the lights, closed all the blinds, and he pulled out a canvas, and he started painting, and he said every movement he made was something else moving him.
Another force was physically directing my body. He painted for several hours, and when I was finished, it was the most fantastic painting I've ever done.
And the painting looks just like one of those beings from the Avatar movies. So what does this word avatar mean? It comes from Sanskrit, and it means descent. It's actually the incarnation of a spiritual being or a powerful deity on Earth.
So if we think about it, yo, could this really be the story of Lucifer and Lilith? Oh, shit!
Now, all of you should have been onto a little something considering Avatar, what, rivals Titanic in movie sales. But wait a minute. We know Titanic is not really what we thought it was, but wait a minute. It has the same director, James Cameron. When he sold his soul to the devil, he asked that he has the highest, what the fuck do they call it? Box office sales of every movie. And for some reason, this guy keeps outdoing himself. I wonder how he does it. What are avatars? What's the true story behind this? Why are you rubbing it in our faces? Oh, that's right. You're Hollywood. You tell us the truth, and you get us to fall in love with these people, because it only pleases your master. And unfortunately, your master is Satan. Speaking of Satan being your master, Balenciaga wasn't the only one.
Gucci is now following suit with Balenciaga in their marketing campaigns. In the ad, Harry Styles is posing with a pink teddy bear shirt alongside toddler-sized mattresses. And if that isn't creepy enough, his shirt has the lyrics, "I Want More Berries," which is a direct lyric from his song, "Watermelon Sugar," which he has stated is about oral sex. Not to mention Gucci and Balenciaga share the same parent-based company, Caring. You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to notice how bizarre and discomforting this is. We need to protect our children and our kids because this stuff is only going to get worse. It's the spirit of Babylon. And the longer that we're silent about it, the more it's just going to keep going on.
And you thought it was just about expensive handbags. Has nothing to do with the children. Stop asking questions, you bigot. Oh, boy. Oh, they're going to have a field day with this one. Now, does he pronounce it Mises? I'm not sure. How do I describe you? The rapper dude, whatever, white guy? We watched this also on a live stream last night. We watched another video. If you go to a BitChute and you type in most important video I've ever made, you'll find a video from me, like three or four things down. Of a girl, we watched that video too on a live stream, of the message that the girl had to say about she felt as if Jesus was leaving her, and just, it's one of the most heartbreaking videos ever. You can find it on anywhere. It's on Rumble, it's on BitChute, it's on Brighteon. I'm pretty sure you could find it in all three places. But the rapper, white guy, Mises, this is what he had to say.
Tell me something God did in your life personally to prove he exists. When I was 18, I kept seeing the number 1134 over and over for months. And I realized the number 1134 is hell when you flip it upside down. So I shouted out to God, "Hell? You're gonna send me to hell? Well, you killed my dad. You killed one of my best friends. I don't care if I live or die, so I don't really think you're a good God, and I really don't care if I go to hell." After that, I fell asleep and had a dream that I died and I was standing in a room lit up by torches. And a man walked up to me and looked me right in the eyes and said, "I don't know you." And then he shoved my head through the floor. The screams that I heard, the heat that I felt, and the images that I saw, I truly do not wish on my worst enemy. Then my head got pulled back up through the floor and I woke up from my dream to see my alarm clock flashing 11:34. Go ahead and try to tell me how all that's just a coincidence and I'm crazy.
You see that, right? That ties into the whole video that we watched last night. Like I said, if you guys want to go to Brighteon, BitChute, or Rumble, just go in. I think the exact title is, "This is by far the most important video I've ever made." So spell it out like that and you'll find it, especially if you just found me. Very important video. That'll tie right into it. For everybody that was in a live, you guys already know because I already showed you. Some quick karma. This is why you do not rob people. And just like that, you're dead as shit. Don't do evil. Evil won't come to you. The hell are you doing? I don't know. I don't know what's going on in these people's minds. I'm going to leave you guys with something positive, and then I got a jet. All right? I love you guys. But I'm going to leave you with some positivity, something to make you think. All right? Then I got to go. All right? What do you call it? You guys know I got a shitload of shit to do today. All right. I love you all. God bless you guys. Please pray when you wake up or even after you watch this video. I don't care if you're alone in your car. I don't care if you're scratching your ass. But we all have to pray. Okay? Remember who the king is. The king is Jesus. Keep him close to you at all times, because none of us want to reach those pearly gates. And he turns around and says, I don't know you. That is possibly the most frightening thing I could possibly imagine. But let me leave you with some positivity.
Secret that's been kept by cathedrals for a long time. This right here is your DNA. This at the top is your DNA from a top-down view. These geometric shapes that you see is what we call sacred geometry. Sacred geometry is an ancient study that explains energy patterns, like this turtle right here. If you look to the right, what you see here is a sand plate that's connected to some type of instrument that can send out frequency. Now let's just say the instrument is a piano, and when I hit one of the notes on the piano, it shifts the sand into these specific geometric shapes. This is called cymatics, the study of visible sound. You can also do this with liquids. Now here's a picture of cymatics in water, top-down view of DNA, and church windows. Notice they are almost identical. Now how many times have you drove past a church window like this and wondered how the fuck did they come up with that design? They didn't. It's in your DNA. Now here's something very interesting. Everything has a resonant frequency, which basically means everything has its own frequency. Now a lady did an experiment where she set up a mic in the church like this and recorded the silence. She then set up speakers to play that silence so that it would go back into the mic and keep creating a louder and louder and louder sound, to the point to where it was strong enough to show up cymatically. Now when she played that sound through water, it created these shapes cymatically. And to her surprise, the same shape the sound of the church was making was what the shapes of the windows inside the church looked like. There's only one group of people I know who can build at that level. But anyway, now remember, buildings have their own resonant frequency, which means that when you're in the building, your body is being interacted with those frequencies. So if your body is made of 60 to 80% water, and this is what water looks like when it's vibrating, that means whatever shape is made by the sound of the church is the shape that your DNA is taking form of. I believe these cathedrals are designed to create healing frequencies to make you feel good when you're inside of the church. This could be part of the reason why people feel good when they enter a church. Not realizing the church is emitting its own healing frequency in alignment with the instruments that are being played by uplifting music scales.